Here is the latest weather summary for south central Nebraska and portions of north central Kansas. Widespread rainfall is expected to continue this morning, but decrease in both intensity and coverage by late morning, and then come to an end by this afternoon. Additional rainfall amounts today should be less than a quarter inch for most locations. The clouds and rain will make for cooler conditions today, with highs only in the lower to middle 40s. Dry and warmer weather is expected Monday through Wednesday, with highs back around 50 on Monday, climbing well into the 50s to around 60 for Tuesday and Wednesday. The next chance for rain after today will be Thursday. This is a dense fog advisory message for the following counties in Nebraska: Adams, Clay, Hamilton, Polk, and York. Dense fog advisory in effect until noon today. What? Visibility 1/4 to 1/2 mile in dense fog. Where? Polk, York, Adams, Clay, and Hamilton counties. When? Until noon today. Impacts: low visibility could make driving conditions hazardous. If driving, slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. Repeating, a dense fog advisory remains in effect until noon, and now includes the following counties in Nebraska: Adams, Clay, Hamilton, Polk, and York. This is a dense fog advisory message for the following counties in Nebraska: Buffalo, Paul, Howard, Merrick, Nance, and Sherman. Dense fog advisory remains in effect until noon today. What? Visibility 1/4 to 1/2 mile in dense fog. Where? Portions of north central Kansas and central and south central Nebraska. When? Until noon today. Impacts: low visibility could make driving conditions hazardous. If driving, slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. Repeating, a dense fog advisory remains in effect until noon for the following counties in Nebraska: Buffalo, Paul, Howard, Merrick, Nance, and Sherman. Here is your National Weather Service 7-day forecast for Grand Island, Hastings, Osceola, and surrounding areas. Rest of today, cloudy. Areas of fog and chance of rain late in the morning, then patchy fog in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 20 miles per hour. Chance of rain 50%. Tonight, cloudy. Patchy fog through the night. Lows around 30. North winds, around 10 miles per hour in the evening, then becoming light. Monday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Areas of fog and freezing fog in the morning. Highs in the upper 40s. Light winds then becoming southwest around 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Monday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s. South winds, around 10 miles per hour with gusts to around 20 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid 50s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid 40s. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. Lows in the mid 40s. Thursday, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Highs in the mid 50s. Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 40s. Friday night, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 20s. Saturday, mostly cloudy with slight chance of rain and snow. Highs in the mid 40s. You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, station WXL 74, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.400 MHz from a tower near Giltner, Nebraska. The station provides 24/7 weather information for the following 12 Nebraska counties: Adams, Buffalo, Clay, Fillmore, Paul, Hamilton, Howard, Merrick, Nance, Polk, Sherman, and York. Programming originates from the National Weather Service in Hastings, proudly serving south central Nebraska and portions of north central Kansas. At 11 a.m., at Central Nebraska Regional Airport at Grand Island, it was cloudy. The temperature was 36, with a dew point of 34, and the relative humidity at 92%. The wind was north, at 12 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.00 inches, and rising. At Hastings Municipal Airport, light rain and fog were reported. The temperature was 36, with a dew point of 35, and the relative humidity at 96%. The wind was northeast, at 14 miles an hour, and the pressure was 29.98 inches, and rising. Elsewhere within and near the listening area, at Holdridge, rain was falling, with a temperature of 38. Fog was reported, with a temperature of 36 at York, and 35 at Aurora. At Kearney, mixed precipitation was falling, with a temperature of 37. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 40 at Hebron, 37 at Columbus, and 38 at Ord. In eastern Nebraska, at Omaha, fog was reported, with a temperature of 35. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 38 at Lincoln, and 37 at Norfolk. In western and north central Nebraska, rain was falling, with a temperature of 40 at North Platte, and 43 at McCook. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 39 at Sidney, and 35 at Valentine. Across northern Kansas, rain was falling, with a temperature of 42 at Concordia, and 39 at Smith Center. At Good Lund, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 40. And elsewhere around the region, at Kansas City, rain was falling, with a temperature of 39. Fog was reported, with a temperature of 28 at Denver, and 36 at Sioux Falls. At Cheyenne, it was sunny, with a temperature of 31. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 38 at Des Moines, and 46 at Wichita. Again, at 11 a.m. within the listening area, the temperatures were 36 degrees. At York, fog was reported. At Grand Island, it was cloudy. At Hastings, rain and fog were reported. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for South Central Nebraska and portions of North Central Kansas. For today and tonight, the potential for fog will continue across much of the outlook area this morning, with visibilities of less than 1 mile possible. A dense fog advisory remains in effect through noon today. Please refer to the latest advisory product for additional information. Runoff from rainfall and melting snow could lead to localized flooding. The main flooding threat will occur along the Loup and Platte rivers due to the potential for ice channing, but minor flooding is also possible in other poor drainage areas. This evening and tonight, the potential for fog will return once again to the outlook area. Visibilities of less than 1 mile will be possible, and with low temperatures tonight forecast to drop to near freezing, a few slick spots are not out of the question in areas of thicker fog. And now the extended outlook for the period Monday through Saturday. Through the morning hours on Monday, the potential for fog will linger across the outlook area. Visibilities of less than 1 mile will be possible, and with early morning low temperatures forecast to drop to near freezing, a few slick spots are not out of the question in areas of thicker fog. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed through tonight, but any rain totals or reports of any minor flooding would be appreciated. The current time is 11:08 a.m. Central Standard Time. Here is the latest weather summary for South Central Nebraska and portions of North Central Kansas.